Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
Hosted by Duchess and Jules. It must be that time again. Time for Inside Matters, hosted by Duchess and Jules. I want to thank our Creator for blessing us with a wonderful, wonderful Sunday to have a wonderful, wonderful discussion. My co-host Jules and I are looking forward to this, and we have an interesting show this evening. We're going to be talking about destiny cards, and not many people know the plain deck of playing cards is the original cards of fortune. How you doing out there, Jules?
Wow, Jules? I am doing phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. I'm recovering from a little cold. I did not have a flu shot this year, so, you know, I feel like, yeah. But I am surviving. I am spraying that Lysol everywhere because, you know, the little girl I watched probably touched something, put something in her mouth, and was like, here, share with me. You know, we teach children how to share. Well, yeah, she shared that with me. So I see we got some callers on the line, and we're, you know, they're waiting for us to speak on these cards. I didn't know that, Duchess. This is phenomenal.
Is that right?
I love the deck. I mean, I play spades, but I never knew I was a part of that situation. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited.
Well, yep.
So excited.
The playing cards are the original tarot deck ever. And a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of our sayings, you know, like lost in the shuffle and, you know, I'm gonna play my wild card. They don't realize that they're saying a lot of things that can't. There's like a lot of stuff that we celebrate. We don't know the origin. We just grew up celebrating things and saying things. And we don't know where these things came from until someone tells us. Then we have to put ourselves in check and decide, perhaps we don't want to say that anymore. Suppose we don't want to use that term anymore. But first, let's talk about what's been going on with you this past week, and I'll share a little bit of what's been going on with me and, you know, my personals, and then we'll get this show on the road. So what's been going on in your life? I hear you moved.
Oh, my gosh, did I ever. I moved to this little old town. It looks kind of like Newport, Rhode Island, where I used to grow up. It looks like Newport, Rhode Island. It's one way in, one way out, and it's nice. You know, I moved out of the big old country and to this small little area, and I love it. I really love it.
That's
my children
great.
Have grown up, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do something for myself, and so I did, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a little something for myself. So
well, you
I'm
see,
excited.
When you live in little towns like that, you get an opportunity to walk around and visit shops and things. I had to create my own little walking group, and it's taken off real well. I'm enjoying the new people that I've met. And I went online and did a meetup.com and just said I wanted to just stroll along and visit some of the trails around my area. And we're 10 people strong now, with included my son in California. He was the first one to join the group, so I guess he'd make that a lucky thing for me. Let me be the first one to join in on this group for her and give her a person to walk with all the way in California. But I had 9 more people, you know, joined in, and I've met some new people, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, you know, especially since my energy has been down for a while. I don't do the winters
wow.
very well, and now it's springtime. I'm beginning to perk up just a little bit.
That's so great, because even this spring has been a winterish spring, and I was just like asking this guy, I was like, what is God doing? I mean, he's making it snow in March and April, and the guy looked at me, he's like, God is doing whatever he wants to do. And I'm just like, you're right, that is true. And I got someone
Absolutely.
On the internet saying, do we do questions? And I had to say, what do you mean do we do questions? And she wrote, do you do questions? And I said, yeah, what's your question? And I'll do my best to answer it. So, I mean, that's the first for me, you know. So we'll see what the question is. And, you know, and don't be surprised when I say, Butchers, help, help. I need you to answer this question for
okay.
me.
Okay, so you take care, you take care of the Internet, folk, and
okay.
we'll start. We'll start with
Alrighty.
This fascinating science of the cards.
Okay.
It seems to, well, you know, I do a lot of my research online, and I'm pulling things from Sharon Jeffers. She actually teaches the cards, and she reads the cards, and she's written books on it. And then there is a gentleman called Robert Lee Camp, who also wrote books about it and teaches it. And they say that it incorporates astrology and numerology. So astrology is the study of how the planets were aligned when you were born. With the cards, you can take your birthday and the time you were born, and they can tell you by according to the cards what's going on with your whole energy and your essence. And then it's the numerology, which is the science of numbers that coincide with that. And we get something that's a story that appears. It says they believe that it dates back to Atlantis. And the story of Atlantis first appeared in two of Plato's dialogues that were written 330 B.C. So the cards of life revealed a script of your entire life, believe this or not, from birth till death. Each of the 52 cards plus the Joker, each of these cards represent a day in a year. Represents a day in a year. Therefore, your birthday unlocks the secrets of your personality to reveal what your talents are, what type of work will bring the most satisfaction, how you interact with others, who your most significant relationships will be with, and your biggest challenges are, what your biggest challenges are, and how you get the most from your life. Your birthday is the key to unlocking your destiny. And they tell me once you've had a reading, which I've had a reading many years ago, you'll be amazed at how accurate these playing cards, the cards that you play rummy with, the cards you play tonk with, the cards you play spades with, those cards can tell you about yourself. Sharon Jeffers, she's the author of The Cards of Destiny, and she says many people believe that the card deck originated in ancient Egypt, where it was disguised with pictures and given to the gypsies for safekeeping. The suits of the cards, which are the diamonds, the hearts, the clubs, the spades, and, you know, they all have their own special meaning. I was talking to some people yesterday, and I was trying to give them an overview of what these special meanings were. Well, to begin with, the natural order of the suits is the hearts first, then you have your clubs, then you have your diamonds, and finally you have your spades. And there's a lot of information hidden within the suits of our birth cards. Let's say, for an example, there are these distinctions, they say, that each suit represents one of the four stages of your life. Now, what do we mean by represents one of the four stages of your life? Well, originating from ancient mystical roots where they were hidden and held as a powerful tool for divination. I said I was going to look up that word so I could get the proper pronunciation of that word. Divination and timekeeping. The 52 playing cards have a history that is wide-reaching and filled with stories of mystery and power. Virtually every country in the world has its own stylized version of the deck of 52 cards. Okay, and it says that the deck of cards was where the original tarot cards were born from. So let's talk about these cards. They say that the card deck was our first calendar. Now, if you can believe that, or you can't believe that, if you can believe that it was our first calendar, I'm going to show you how it can be manifest as our first calendar. Here it is.
Okay.
You have 52 cards in the deck. That's 52 weeks in the year.
Uh-huh.
There are four suits in the deck. That's four seasons in a year. There are 13 cards in each suit. And 13 weeks in each of the seasons. There are 12 court cards. That's your jacks, your queen, your king. And that's 12 months. And when you add them all up together, starting with the ace as number one, and then two, three, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way through the entire deck, they total 364 days. And if you add the joker, that's number one, they total 365. That's the number of days in a year. Okay, the foundation of the deck is based on a universal numerical system that has been used throughout time by countless ancient cultures, mystic orders, and mystery schools. And hidden within the magic, filled numbers and sacred symbols of hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades lie the keys to man's origin, destiny, and journey through time. Linda Jeffers says that there are two main grand solar spreads of the system, sometimes referred to as God. What you say?
I was just noticing that I'm listening.
Oh,
go ahead.
You're noticing that you're listening?
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm like, uh-huh, because I'm really interested in this. So, you know, I want you to know that I'm here with you. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
There are two main grants, because what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, get some callers on the line, and hopefully we'll be able to tell them what their card is.
I really do.
What your card is and what my card is.
Oh, okay, because I know when I talk to you on the phone, you always say, Jules, are you there? Because you don't say, uh-huh, you don't let me know that you're listening. So then when I do tell you that I'm listening, you say, what did you say? I'm like, no, go ahead. I'm listening.
Right. So you got your microphone right there at your mouth, even though I don't hear you breathing, right?
Yes, I was playing with some stuff, and I noticed that I hit a button, and I am actually on Facebook live with all my friends listening to me and you on Facebook. So when I hit the button, it said broadcasting live. So I was noticing that, and I said, I got to tell Duchess, but you was in the middle of a conversation, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, the two main grand solar spreads of the system, sometimes referred to as God's plan and man's plan. And, you know, that goes back to God plans and we plan. But, you know, the Creator is the best of all planners. And then we talk about the mundane world and the spiritual world. And that's where I believe they're talking about God's plan. That's the spiritual plan. And then there's man's plan, which is the mundane world, you know, where we're the muggles, you know, and the wizards lie, if we were to use, you know, Harry Potter loosely. Well, they reveal the path of our destiny as it unfolds from the beginning of time, from birth to death, and every moment in between. The mathematically based charts of time show our origin, what we bring with us into this life, who we are, and the possibilities of what we can manifest in this lifetime. Referred to as the Lost Book of Time from the ancient order of the Magi. Now, that's what this system is called, the Order of the Magi. This system could be one of the oldest oracles known to man. And what's more, the deck holds the keys to our inner and our outer kingdoms of life. We're going to get into what each one of the suits are like, because, you know, you don't know until you know what your cards, your birthday's card is, you don't know where you, if you're a heart, if you're a club, and if you're a diamond, or if you're a spade, but you don't know what these suits mean. They have their own separate meanings. And then within the suit, each card from the ace to the king has evolutionary process meaning. Let's see how this works. In this system, each day of the year is mathematically aligned with a specific playing card. Some cards rule one day in the year, while others rule as many as all 12. Now, I was able to see that the Joker rules only, there's only one birthday, I believe, for the Joker. There's only one birthday, let me see, for, I wrote that down somewhere. One birthday for the Joker and one birthday for, I think, the King of Spades, is it? But there are some cards that only rule one birthday. So according to this ancient science, we have a birth card, a spirit card, a soul card, and a planetary card, all of which are determined by the day we were born. Our birth card has a 13-card life spread, which speaks of who we are, what our gifts and challenges are, and how best to realize our true nature while walking the path of our destiny and expressing the wisdom we embody. All of this amazingly accurate information is shown in the cycles of time that are relevant to the placement of our birth card, showing influences that are at work day in and day out through precise mathematical structures of time. You know, so this
right.
is all very mathematically calculated and has been like this for eons of years. So there's a lot of things that we use today that we don't realize were in place, like they say, these cards or this mathematical system since 330 B.C., before Christ. Come on. All right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
We have 56, 28, 13, 7, and 1 year cycles, which hold within them smaller cycles down to the day. So let's talk about these four suits. These four suits fascinate me. We're going to talk about the heart, because that's the first suit in the evolutionary process. The hearts represent childhood. They represent people, family, home, beauty, children, and youth. They represent our passion, and they teach us of love. When our hearts awaken, we know compassion and we live in gratitude. The hearts represent the beginning of human emotion, love, life with others, family relations, and all the things having to do with feeling. This is, in the mystic science of the cards, the first suit in the order of the deck. The heart suit represents our early years in life and our emotional preparation for our journey through time. We create our most important foundations for living in our early years, and if those years are filled with healthy caregiving, we develop clear emotional boundaries and good discernment. We develop foundations of self-awareness and confidence. People born in the heart suit relate to life through their feelings. These are the people. People are important. Most important, feelings are important. Most of the lessons of the heart people have to do with relationships. That's our mushy group. That's our sweet group. That's our lovey dude. Really, and I'm going to tell you, you meet some hard people, you know, they have that Oshun energy about them, really, literally. They are sweet. This suit is primarily concerned with understanding life through relationships. People
right.
are most important in their life. Love, family, creativity, emotion, and youth are key words for hard people. Your next suit in the deck, can you guess?
The clubs. Into the clubs.
Into the clubs. The clubs represent our school years. When we were young and we were going to school, okay, the hearts are our baby, our infantile years, you know. So the clubs, they represent our school years. They represent the realm of the mind and all things having to do with it, such as learning, education, teaching, communication, research, and sharing. They teach us the importance of knowledge. The awakened mind cultivates understanding and knows the power of focus. As each card passes through its specific day, we have the opportunity to learn from its influences and embody its strength in practical, applicable ways. This is true every day. And as we enter this sacred domain of the mind, perhaps with these royal cards of self-mastery, those are those clubs, we will unite on the mental planes and raise our conscious awareness collectively and intentionally through the contributions of thoughts and see that reflected in the form of events that manifest in our world. Clubs are learning to use the mind in conjunction with the other three suits, intelligence. So,
so
you have your clubs. They're the brainiacs. And they're focused on learning. This suit is primarily concerned with understanding life through communication. You know, seeking information through mental processes is their quest. Knowledge, logic, everything is logical with the clubs. Okay, it's got to be logical. This is a spot card. Mental intuition and education are key club words. This is Spock. Okay. All right. And you, do you know who Captain Kirk is? He was the heart. Very emotional. All out there. You know what I'm saying? But he was the lover on Star Trek. Okay.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. Now, who do you think comes next?
Me?
Yeah, you.
The diamond.
The diamonds. The diamonds represent our adulthood and money-making years of life. Our values, money in action, they teach us higher values. And this quote of Wallace D. Wattles from his book, The Science of Getting Rich, says it well. You are to be, this is a quote, you are to become a creator, not a competitor. You are going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other person whom you affect will have more than he has now. So diamonds are about, you know, sharing too. You know, they just don't want it for the sake of getting it and wanting it. You know, they have that value system going on there. Diamonds oversee manifestation of the material plane. These are your adults. People born in this suit are concerned with the worth and the value of things and the people in their lives. Lessons for diamonds relate to value, money, and the ability to manifest in the world. Diamonds teach us to live with the greatest integrity, are taking action with our ideas. The awakened diamond is the teacher of integrity and higher values. So when we have the diamond people, this suit is primarily concerned with understanding life through the values. Acquiring worth, both material and immaterial, are essential systems. Evaluation, financial matters, and business are key diamond words. You know? And I've noticed that I've been bumping into a lot of diamonds lately. You ask people their birthday, you'll find that you have a lot of diamonds going on. So the world is evolving into more value-oriented. And I'm not talking about monetary value. I'm talking about your values, your morals, you know, the character types of values.
Right.
So last but not least, we got our spades. I love the spades, and I really do, because You know, we're all headed there physically because spades represent old age, the last years of our life. Spades represent labor, health, and wisdom, and they teach us diligence and wisdom through determination and self-mastery. The spade suit synthesizes the energies of the heart, clubs, and diamonds. They bring it all together in order to bring forth wisdom through all endeavors. Spades represent work, labor, spirituality, and wisdom. They also govern health. Often when the spades are ruling the days in the calendar, because every day is ruled by one of these cards as well. So when the spades are ruling one of those days in the calendar, things can seem more laborious, like you're just more labor intense, you know, like you're really working your buns off. For others, mm-hmm. there is greater wisdom during those days. And for many, there are health issues that come up because spades rule those areas. Each card bears its own brand of wisdom for us to learn from. Let's say, for instance, the fives. Fives teaches us to dance in the moment with the ever-present nature of change, learning from our experiences as we go. Then you have the fours. The four says, take those experiences and build something solid with them. Then you have the threes. The threes, who then says, now express what you have learned. So, you know, you're dancing with the five, you're experiencing with the four, and now the three is saying, you know, express it. And the two share in the partnership to bear fruit and then take it to the next level, the eight, and prepare for success. But the diamonds are coming, beginning the game of diamonds. The diamonds are coming. The diamonds are coming. The adults. Together the suits reveal the ways to the higher paths of living through learning compassion and understanding, right values, and the art of creation and creative manifestation, and ultimately the attainment of self-mastery for each of us. So, we see these meanings expressed in the people of these suits. So, once more, to reiterate, art people are eternally childlike, playful, and often immature. Your club people are eternally curious, love to read, and learn new things. And your diamonds are adults and money conscious. Diamond children. I have a diamond grandchild. She's a little teeny thing, for example, or not. They don't like to be treated like babies, and she'll tell me all the time, Grandma, I'm not a baby, you know. And, you know, she just lets everybody know that. I can do it. And you would think that most little children her age are diamonds because they all say that. I got it. They're wise, hardworking, and tend to be attracted to those of older years. Even their babies, spade babies, will have that look of wisdom on their faces. So, before
excuse
we
me,
go into
Duchess.
The...
Mm-hmm. Duchess, excuse me. I want to go ahead and say that anybody is welcome to call us, you know, 347-324-3030, because everything that Duchess has said is very, very interesting, and she is willing to tell you what your card is. You know, she's not able to tell you what the meaning is, because that's something that you need to look up yourself, because it's going to take a lot of time. So you want to call and ask Duchess what the card is of your birth? Go ahead and give her a call, because I do see that there is a caller in
right. You
online.
That caller,
so you need
has
to
had,
let me know.
That caller has been there a long time. So, you know, there's a on your screen,
yes.
Jules, there's a little bubble thing. See the little
okay.
bubble next to the caller, next to their mic? If you click that bubble, you can ask them if they want to talk, and then if they do, we can open up. If they don't, then you can, you know, close them back.
I know my job. I know my job. Hold on, hold on. Okay, this call is coming from 415, which I found out is California, so hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I didn't. Hold on. Hello, caller. How are you? My name is Jewel.
Hi. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you for what you're sharing. I heard another woman on another show doing readings with the cards, and I used to read Tarot many years ago, but I don't any longer. I went back to school and did a lot of other things. But so the whole fact that you can use the, you know, playing cards to do really in-depth reading that combines everything is very fascinating to me. So I didn't know if I could ask, like, if you girls were doing, like, a mini reading. I do know what my card is, so I don't want to, like, waste your time, but I do know what my card is, and that's the diamond. So I'm the queen of diamond.
You're the queen.
The queen of diamonds. No, it's interesting.
We're diamonds also.
Oh, wow. Hey,
that's
this is the Girl
smiling.
Diamond Club. Isn't that cool?
Yes. Right.
Now, what's fascinating is that a man could also be like a queen of diamonds.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's kind of neat to me. But this whole thing is very fascinating to me, and I just... My take on it is you really study it. It's probably more in-depth than even a tarot, using the tarot, though I love the tarot, don't get me wrong. And here's
what's
the funny thing, girls.
What's your favorite tarot deck?
Well, through the years, I've had many different decks. Right now, I have two. I've worn out some decks. right now, I have two Kate Black, and she's an artist. And it kind of very medieval kind of looking, and that's why, and I also wanted to support her because she's an artist, but besides wanting to support her, I love her, I love her drawings. So those are what I have right now, two different, limited edition that she did, and then her first deck that she came out with. And that's K-A-T, Cat, K-A-T, and then Black. So very nice.
Mm-hmm.
How about you girls?
Well, I don't do readings, you know. I mean, I probably could, but I choose not to. But one of my favorite decks to be read by is Toth, T-O-T-H.
Oh, yes.
And another fascinating deck that someone read me with was the Salvador Dali deck. Not many people
Interesting.
Have that deck.
I have not come across that one.
Yes, his deck was, the borders were gold. You know, Salvador Dali.
Okay, I'll definitely look that up.
Mm-hmm. But no, I can't do readings. But we're going to give the address of a couple of folks that we know of that will be very happy to do a reading for you if you contact them, because we're using some of their materials to discuss things online right now.
Oh, okay, so they have websites?
Yes, they do.
Wonderful. Yeah. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. And you know, you taught me about Sally. I'm sorry, not Sally. What's her name, the author?
Sally. Sharon.
Sharon Jeffers, yeah. I had not heard of her. And I went to her website. You know, one thing is so funny? She's like the spitting image of my sister-in-law, the way she looks. If I didn't know that was Sharon Jeffers, I would have thought that was my sister-in-law online.
Wow.
They have the same hairstyle, the same shape of the face, the same coloring. It just blew my mind. I was like, I feel like I know this woman. She's like my sister-in-law.
That's cool.
And then first time I ever heard of the cards was through Robert Lee Camp, a friend of mine who has since, you know, transitioned. She's no longer with us, but she called my spiritual mentor, and she used to read the cards.
Oh, you know, how lovely.
She would be the cause. And I remember when I was a teenager, well, not really a teen, let's say in my 20s, I lived in New York, and there was a lady who I used to go to, and she was a mystic for sure, and she used playing cards as her deck, you know, and she
wow.
was phenomenal.
Is she?
Yeah.
Has she also transitioned?
Well, she was older than me when I was in my 20s. I don't know. But my mother used to go to her, and I still have my mother, so who knows? Miss Rogers may still be out there. I hope so, because she was really
one of
good.
The best readings I ever had was in New York. That's why I asked you. I was visiting one spring, and that was the very best reading I ever had. A woman who did not speak a word of English, but I was able, sometimes I had to ask her to repeat. And it was the most incredible, accurate reading I've ever gotten in my entire life. I don't know how she did it, but she told me about what would happen to each of my children and about me, and it's just, and some of it I thought, no, no way, but as the years have gone by, I see that. The last one she made for me was totally accurate. I said, no way, I don't believe that, and here it is, she was right. Go
Can
ahead,
I ask
honey.
A question?
We have gifted.
Can I ask a question? You said that your card was the Queen of Diamonds. Do you know what your card in depth means?
Or
you just know that it's a Queen of Diamonds?
Just a bit, she was saying about the values. You know, it rules wisdom and values, you know, your value systems. I didn't know about so much about the money thing and manifestation, you know, because kind of one of my things is I was wanting to know what was like my next step, because I think like the Queen of Diamonds very much, I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things that I can do.
Okay.
But at this point in my life is I'm trying to just really be still and let the Holy Spirit speak to me and tell me what my next step is.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
And
that's
sometimes,
wonderful.
You know, I think that this is my belief system, that a lot of times the Holy Spirit will speak to us through other people, even through having a card reading. You know, it can come through that way. You know,
absolutely.
Sometimes you don't want to put too much stock into things. But I can say that I have this little teeny mini book here, and it basically says, this is not a reading, but it says that the Queen of Diamonds is receptive to higher values. It says you have a good business sense and love to spend money. So I do know that when the Queen of Diamonds is your yearly card, or the Queen of Diamonds is your 52-day period card somewhere around in there. You have to be careful, because you start spending money you don't even have, and you know, then you turn around when those 52 days are over, the queen is no longer there, and then maybe you have one of those club cards that say, what did I do to her those 52 days? The queen was in charge of everything, and I just spent the money. So it says the queen likes to spend money. It says you are called upon to develop a high value system through many of life's tests. Learning to depend upon yourself is one of life's greatest lessons for you. The more you give universally, the more you are able to receive personally. Your restless heart keeps you forever on the go, and you love to travel afar. Leadership is your strong suit. It is generally recognized by many at a very early age that you can wear the crown, honey. You can wear that crown. Use your mental creativity positively so it does not turn into indecision, worry, or health issues. In your latter years, travel and foreign interests may satisfy a need for your freedom-loving nature. You experience many tests through relationships by releasing negative mental patterns that fetter your mind. You are able to tap into and master your knowledge and intuition. So that's what your card says to me on this little book.
Thank you so much, hon. That's really helpful.
That's probably why you're sitting still right now. You're just letting the vibrations flow through you and just waiting for your spirituality to talk to you so you're not out there just on the go because, you know, you was doing that for a little while.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And last year was a good accomplishment year for me, and I wasn't going to take a break, and it just seems like it just my back went out, and then it's like, okay, I guess I'm going to take a break, you know. But I got over the intense pain part of it, but it's still, I don't want to make it flare up again. But a lot of what she said toward the end there in particular, because I am in the latter part of my life, has really spoken to me. I'm just, you know, praying that if I am to go overseas, that the money just shows up. So, you know,
and
that.
It's wonderful that you can do that. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I've taken care of a lot of people in my life. I think that, you know, it took me a long time to get around to taking care of me and pursuing my education and doing things that I wanted to do rather than just taking care of everybody else. So that was a big step in the growth process and in the right direction for me. So.
Thank you for calling. You was phenomenal.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you
so much. You two ladies
what
are very generous. My name is Sophia.
Sophia.
Okay,
that's
Sophia.
Beautiful.
I like that name. Sophia.
Thank
that's
you.
A wise name, Sophia.
Yes. Yes, it means wisdom, definitely. So, ladies, you have a wonderful rest of the day. And thank you so much for sharing your time with me and your wisdom.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Duchess.
We hope to hear from you again.
Thank you. And I look forward to hearing some of your recommendations. So,
okay.
Do share that with the listeners. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Sophia. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was wonderful, Duchess.
Wasn't it? Go ahead and did you ever get the question from the caller that was online?
I think that something happened to her because she wanted to ask the question. She logged out, then she logged in. I think she's having a problem with her computer. So, no, I have not.
Give out the name again.
Give
out the number. You hear me give out the number before we...
No problem.
First,
we would like more people to call in and ask some questions. We do have a lot of following. Our number is 347-324-3030, and like we said, we're doing the deck, the playing card deck, and all you have to do is call that number, press the number 1, we'll let you know what your card is. Like Sophia, she knew what her card was, and we just gave her a little more in depth of what it meant. So give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Thank you.
Right.
Go ahead, Duchess.
Okay. Well, at this time, I think we need to do our disclaimer. The information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. We want you to know that Jules and I, we love doing this, but we can't have you thinking that we're doctors. Okay.
No.
Great. All right. So if we can go on and talk about the four personal significators. Now, when they talk about significators, that means that once they do your birthday, and they know your birthday and the year you were born in and all the things that they need to know to do up your life chart with the playing deck, you have four major ones that the first one is your birth card. Like Sophia, hers was the Queen of Diamonds. Jules, her birth card is the Ten of Diamonds. And I, Duchess, my birthday brings me the Eight of Diamonds. So that's your birth card. The birth card determined by the month and day you were born. This card represents your soul's expression. This card's influence manifests as your distinguished signature to be expressed in the world. We embody the essence of this card as an expression of self and identify with it deeply. Our lessons are embodied in this card. Those are the lessons. So the lessons of the Ten of Diamonds are the lessons that Jules will be walking through. My lessons are the Eight of Diamonds. Then there's your spirit card. This card represents the inner environment and psyche and what you deal with inside of your own mind. This is an aspect of you that wants to experience the fulfillment of self-expression. This card carries your challenges and your opportunities, meaning when you embrace and resolve those challenges that are specific to this card, they become your rewards. Then there's your planetary ruling card. This is the card in your life path that corresponds with the ruling planet of your astrological sign. This card we identify with influences on the mental level and act out the characteristics of this card. This card is like an overlay of traits and characteristics in our personality. We often think that this is who we are. This card's life path has to do with our karmic journey and represents how others see us. So just because you are who you may not necessarily be viewed by people around you as being what you think you're expressing them. And then there's your soul card. This card embodies the gift that you bring into this life. This card shows you how to manifest who it is that you really are in essence, and it reveals the gift that you bring with you into this life. It reveals where you have come from, and it is the representative of your soul's true essence and nature. So there are so many expressions that we commonly use in our everyday. Oh, before I get off track here, Jules, you know I'm gonna ask you, are you still out there? Because you're very quiet.
Well, when I say, uh-huh, okay, oh, I understand. You're like, what did you say? Do you have a question? So I don't want to do that to you, sweetie. I'm listening. I'm still here. Go ahead.
I hear you. Well, remember earlier in the show we were saying that there are a lot of things that we say and we do, and we don't know that they have meaning that far-reaching, like all the way as far-reaching as 330 B.C., before Christ. Well, there are expressions that we use, and I wrote down some of them, and it really was weird because we do use this. We say things like, have you heard, of course you've heard it. People say that I don't want to get lost in the shuffle, or when someone seems to be in charge of a situation, people say that they are holding all the cards,
okay.
You know? So these cards have manifestations and meanings throughout our, when we're talking, like what about the jack of all trades, you know?
Okay.
And when we talk about the jacks of the deck, the jacks, those are the boyish, those are the boyish vibrations of each suit. The jacks can be immature in any suit. I don't care if they're in the spade suit where they're the worker, but they can be immature. You know, jacks can be wishy-washy in their energy, no matter what suit they're in, you know. But they always portray the youth, the young man of the suit, and even women who are jacks. They portray that, you know, that kind of sort of, I'm not so sure where we are, you know, or what I want to do. Those are your jacks. So many times we see people being secretive about their plans or feelings, and we say that they're playing their cards choked close to their chest. So there's a lot of slang that's used during, you know, for these cards. And hopefully we'll get some people who want to know what their card is, because I like talking to Sophia and discussing with her her birthday card. I guess we could talk about about your birthday card, because the birthday card is very interesting. You know?
Oh, yes. I like my birthday card. I mean, gee, it's the Ten of Diamonds. Who other out there is the Ten of Diamonds but me, you know?
You want to find some more Ten of Diamonds.
Yes,
well,
I want
Ten of Diamonds people to know that the reason why Jules and I do this show together and we have so much fun with it is because I found out that Jules is my karma cousin. We are not direct marriage to one another, but she is my cousin. So that means you have a karma cousin. That means you get along with them fairly well. You have your ups and downs, but you can pretty much work together if you want to.
If you play your cards right, you know what I'm saying? And I had to grow up to realize that I was her karma cousin, because when I was younger, we didn't play our cards too well together. So, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were always calling my bluff.
pretty much.
You like
yes.
that, huh? So let me say, okay, when we say it's in the cards, you can contact Sharon Jeffers for lessons, readings, or birthday cards at starofthemagi.com, or you can give her a phone call at 310-734-8991. Or you can write Sharon Jeffers at P.O. Box 221. She's in North Carolina. Carborough. Carborough, North Carolina. 27510. She'll be very happy, you know, to hear from you and to do a and I saw on her website that if you call or contact her 2 weeks before your birthday, you might want to do this. Jules, 2 weeks before
Holy
your birthday
cow.
Or
okay.
or 2 weeks after your birthday. No more than 2 weeks after your birthday or 2 weeks prior to your birthday, somewhere in that period, she will do a card, she will do a reading for you, and I think it's 50% off.
Okay.
I think that's what it said. I don't know if it said free or 50% off. I can't
that's
remember.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, I know it's a big difference, but anyway, you look at it, these people charge a lot of money for their stuff.
You're
I'm
right. going
to look her up right now. So tell everybody about your card while I'm looking up Sharon's promotional thing here.
Okay. My birthday is the Ten of Diamonds. When you say tell them about my birthday, what do you mean?
Tell them about your card.
Well,
if you want to.
Like I just said, you have a birthday card, you have a 52-day card, and you have a daily card. And my daily card was a Six of Hearts. Boy, today I felt like I had two faces. I was up and down. My card was a Six of Hearts. And I was just so emotional, and I was imbalanced. I had, you know, personal feelings, and I was just in love, and then I just was like, I missed everybody. I wanted my family and this and that. So my 52-day card is the Three of Spades, and I'm going to ask Duchess if it's in reverse, if the Three of Spades means that the three is higher than the king, or if the king is higher than the three. She was going to tell me that. And if she can't tell me that, it's okay, because I'm going to research that on my own. But the spades, like she said, is an artist card. And the Three of Spades is all about creativity. And the 52-day card ends on my birthday. And if you want to know what my birthday is, it's the 11th of April, and I am so excited because I'm hitting a major milestone. I'm going to be 40 years old this year, so I'm just like, woohoo! You know, everybody out there who's 40 or going to be 40, just bless the Lord that you made it that far. And so I'm the Three of Spades, and that's my 52-day card. And it's about creativity, and it's the artist card. But like I said, my yearly, oh, she sent me my yearly card, too, is the Four of Clubs. Four of Clubs is mental peace. You know, I have good times in the living. I'm very, hey, it says I'm very stable and practically influenced. You know what, Duchess? Tell me you found what you're looking for, because you know what?
I'm getting a little confused here,
and I'm getting a little, you know, just emotional, because I am so excited that we did the card.
Well, I did.
This
I
day.
Found something.
You did?
I found something. Once again, I want to let everybody know while you're online, if you call in and you want us to tell you what your card is, you just have to give us your birthday. You just have to press 1, and we can pull you in on the air, and we'll tell you what your card is, and if we have time, we'll even read a little bit about your card for you. Okay?
Okay.
Sharon Jeffers, I have her website, and she, that $50 off, well, Jules, it was $50 off.
That's
of
a big amount.
Session. That's a big amount off of a $250
yes,
session.
Holy cow. Okay. You're going to learn a lot about what you need to learn about yourself. So go ahead.
Right. But that's a birthday special, 2 weeks before or after your birthday. She'll take $50 off of that. Now, if you want a regular tarot reading, it says I can give you a lot of information in a short amount of time. If you have something that you need clarity with, that will be that order is $49. So she does the regular reading, or she could do a full personal card spread reading for you. Okay?
Okay. You
and
never said
person,
what your birth reading, what your birth card was.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of a blurb on my birth card in a second. But let me talk about Robert Lee Camp. Like I said, my mentor, who has since transitioned, she's no longer with us. She's the first person that actually met. Well, when I was young, when I was in my 20s, I met a woman. Her name was Miss Rogers. I used to call her. I used to go to her house and get readings once in a while, and she used the full deck. I mean, she really used that deck. And then when I got here in 99, I met Jane Abbott, and she was a student of Robert Lee Camp. And she was the first one that actually told me that I was an 8 of diamonds. She used to send me a booklet for my year, every single year for my birthday. That was my birthday present from her. And so Robert Lee Camp, he teaches. He's a teacher and author, and he has currently written several books such as Love Cards and The Cards of Your Destiny that bring forward the timeless knowledge of the cards and the transformational wisdom that is of the utmost importance today. So that's Robert Gamm, and he was Jane's teacher. My birth card is diamonds. And it's the sun card. Believe it or not, it's the sun card. Some people would beg to differ that I am not sunshiny, but then there are some people that know that other side of me. And they know that when I walk into a room, I am the sun personified. The sun just streams through me. So as the sun card, the 8 of diamonds has the opportunity to rise to great heights in this life, regardless of whether they make the move for great fame. They are always respected and looked up to in their work. They love to shine. These people are powerful and can be dominating. Their 8 power and position in the crown line. I would say the crown line. You know, they talk about the crown line, king, queen, right on that. The crown line gives them an independent and sometimes pushy nature. In any case, they know what everything is worth and can drive a hard bargain. They can achieve anything through hard work and the application of their inherent intuition. When they learn to redirect their power inward to themselves and stop trying to change the world, they can attain the lasting peace of inner power and self-mastery. The keyword of their Queen of Spades karma card. In love, they tend towards fickleness, the Eight of Diamonds, independent, changeable nature, may resist marriage. Did you hear that, Jules? May resist marriage.
Okay,
they must learn to
okay.
give others freedom of expression without trying to change them. And they also need to learn to accept themselves as they are. Well, maybe I don't need to do all that walking. What you think?
No. That's something you started. Those people are depending on you.
I know. I enjoy that. I've never enjoyed anything more in the springtime than the walking club that I created. I feel really good about it. I feel
That's cool. I would have liked to read a little bit about the Ten of Diamonds, but like I said, I'm trying. I'm looking, but you found what you was looking for before I could, like, you know, read my stuff. Because my karma cousin.
Ten of Diamonds.
Oh, could you just a little bit? Go ahead, please, Dutch.
A little bit of the Ten of Diamonds.
Here's the Ten of Diamonds.
I'm
going to
read it out of my little book.
Okay.
I have this little book here. I got you. I like Ten of Diamonds. I like knowing you, too, because Ten of Diamonds is the money card.
Okay. I like to see some, you know, in the bank account, but go ahead, Duchess.
This card sits in the in the very center of the grand solar spread of cards, protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessing. It is the card of material opulence. With so many blessings, you might expect them to be generous souls, but that is not always the case. You are stingy, Jules. Many of them simply direct these blessings to the acquisition of more money, and some of them even become ruthless in this regard.
Ooh.
Others, however, pay heed to their Queen of Clubs karma card. So you share the same karma card, the Mother Mary card, and devote their talents and resources to helping the world. In this way, they use their natural intuition and fulfill a desire for devotion and service. With their creativity and intelligence, they are always successful in whatever they undertake. Usually, this power is directed towards business and gain. Many of them inherit or marry into wealth. If they develop their spiritual awareness, their latter years will be filled with expansion of their mind and soul instead of doubt and indecision. So, there you go.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
I like that one, too. I like that. So, here we are. You have anybody out there online? Give a little lead there.
Not right now. I don't have anybody. I don't see anybody right now, but that doesn't mean that they're not out there. That just means that they just want to listen. Okay?
Right.
So they don't want to talk. A lot of people, you know, they have that feeling of, you know, I don't want to talk right now. I just want to listen. We do have a lot of followers out there, and we are going to do a lot of repeat shows because we have thousands of people listening in. So, you know, our shows that we have done in the past, they want to hear again. So, again, our number is 347-324-3030, and we would like to hear from you personally but we know that you're out there listening. So we're going to keep Inside Matters going because we know that you are with us always. Thank you.
Right. Now, there are two cards I want to read, one because I promised a lady yesterday.
Okay.
And maybe she was listening before and didn't hear me mention her card. But here it is. It's going to be opt online for her. And I will let a friend of mine be able to tell her. She was the king of clubs, and she was the king of clubs in a room full of diamonds. But I wanted to let her know that her king was very powerful. The king of clubs is master of the mind. You are the master communicator and successful in all mental areas. You live by your intuition, are creative, and have powerful emotions. You are good at all forms of communicating, including publishing, writing, sales, and education. Okay, this is king of clubs. You can wear the crown when it comes to leadership. You have a keen mind and are often a futuristic thinker. You have a very romantic heart. Family is the utmost of your priorities, yet often your greatest challenge. Partnership and cooperation provide great opportunity and blessings for you along your life path. You are psychically brilliant, curious, and always learning and teaching others. You are a knower and seeker of the truth. It is important for you to establish solid boundaries in all relationships. By honoring and loving yourself, you are able to express from your heart. Use your power wisely. Freedom is your battle cry. I promised
wow.
her that I was going to do that.
That is
and the other
deep.
Card that I want to read about before we close. This card is only one birthday that they gets this card. There's only one birthday that gets the King of Spades. There's only one birthday that gets the Jack of Diamonds. There's only one birthday, I think, that gets the Nine of Diamonds. No. I'm going crazy. That's all wrong. Scratch that, everyone. I was saying that wrong. Okay. There's one card that gets the Joker. So let's talk about the Joker. That's December the 31st. That's the Joker card. And the Joker, mathematically, this jovial, legendary figure does not have an assignment in this system. He makes his own rules and mirrors others. Strength, practicality, wisdom, and mystery are key Joker words. So those persons who were born December the 31st, who are the Joker, being the only non-traditional card of the deck, you make your own rules, your keen wit.
It sounds like he makes his own rules.
The Joker on the deck looks like he makes his own rules, too.
Right.
Your keen wit aids in the choices in your life path, as there are many. You are useful, independent, personable, productive, and have a good mind for business. You often are seeking that special romantic partner that you like to have fun with. You have many trials and choices around love matters. You can master much and often do best in a management or in a self-employed position. You relate to the outdoors and often feel grounded, making your professions doing earth-related work, expressing yourself creatively. Creatively is important to you. In relationships, it is essential that your partner is sincere. Practicality, endurance, and stability are strong influences for you. You are a chameleon, like mirroring those around you. You can be the every you ready for this? You can be the irresponsible fool or the deeply spiritual initiate. The choice is yours. Sound like they need another
joker.
Mate. Right? Sound like the only one that can marry up with a joker is another joker. So.
Pretty much. Duchess, can I ask you a question? Do you give, when you give your birthday, do you have to know, you know, do you have to give the year also, or do you just have the birthday?
You need to give the year also, because you see there are so many people born under the same, there are so many, because there are more than just you. Like, say, for instance, you are the Ten of Diamonds. You are a Ten of Diamonds, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 people who are Ten of Diamonds. And that's January. There's a January Ten of Diamonds, a February, a March, an April, a May, a June, July, an August, and a September. So they are all Ten of Diamonds. And so you want their year, because then that'll give you their planetary cards, that'll give you their soul card, that'll give you, yeah. So you want the year that the person was born in also. You know. Now,
you hear that, followers? If you want your mate's card or your friend card, or, you know, just your best friend, so you have to know their year. So when you want to call
they have to know the year if they want a card reading.
If you
just want to know the birthday card, you just need to know the birthday.
Well, that's what I was asking,
if
I needed to know the year, too, you know, because I know the birthday. The birthday is the same day as your grandchild, the little one. And I just wanted to know if it will be different if they have a different year together.
No. What's the birthday?
The birthday
January?
Is October. It's the one that was born in October. It's Serenity's. They have the same birthday. She was born October 2nd.
It's October 1.
Right,
one.
October 1.
That's
and,
the same birth card. She's eight.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. She's 8 of diamonds like me.
Okay.
And
okay.
She is a sunshine card. So, you know, look at her personality. You know?
Okay.
Look at the personality, and you'll see that, you know, the sun shines through this person. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Unless
makes
something
everyone laugh.
On her nerves.
Yes. You know,
something's getting on her nerves, then she can get real serious. You know? So.
Okay. Thank you, Duchess.
And that's what makes it so perfect, is that person, because that is your karma cousin. Dad.
Wow.
I just blew my karma cousin, didn't I? Blew my karma cousin right up out of the water at the same birthday as you. Shame on me. Well, live and learn. Live and learn, you know?
Okay.
So. But that's the way that is. So we doing an animal card tonight so we can close out with the animals, or what are we doing? Because it's almost time for us to go, and I've done a lot of reading and a lot of talking. So.
And you sound a lot of tired. But I still love you. I still love you. We're going to do an animal card.
Did you say you're tired?
No, I said, and you sound tired, but I still love you.
Oh, that's because I walked this morning, honey. I passed out flyers at 9:30 this morning for a workshop that someone in Maryland is going to be doing. She's going to be doing the workshop, and she's coming down from Maryland, and I'm her assistant next Sunday. So I passed out flyers in a huge parking lot, stuck them on cars. A lot of people were in church, you know. They come out, they see this piece of paper stuck on their car. They say, what is this?
Oh,
that was me.
It
the
was
flyer
you.
Fairy. And then after that, I ran home and had some juice, and then I had to drive to my walking site, and we did our walk through the woods. Oh, so I'm,
okay.
You know, that's basically it. I may just sound like I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm doing great. I'll probably sleep well tonight. Okay, so you want the animals?
Of
Ooh.
Course I do. That's my favorite deck. I was trying
Ooh.
To tell y'all that was my favorite deck. I love the animals. They are just, because you see them everywhere, you know, so
that's true.
I can run
Ooh.
Home and relate to my animals. Okay.
Yeah, well.
You ready?
You better. No, I can't find them.
Are you serious? I was thinking to myself, maybe I should pull them, but you better find your animal, because I don't want to fall. If you want me to pull, I can get up.
Well, they're here somewhere.
Oh, wait.
I have the animals. Now, the ancestors would just tell me where they are. I'd be very happy.
Okay, you have a bigger animal deck than I do. I have the basic animal deck, and if you would like me to pull, I can go ahead and pull. So just let
me
know.
That doesn't mean I'm going to be able to know what the animal means.
I got the book. I got the deck.
Okay.
I know. So
go for
you
it.
You give me the vibration. You tell me when to pull.
You're so crazy today.
Go ahead. Say pull, Joel.
Okay,
pull.
You go ahead and pull, and I can read because I found it. It was staring at me in my face.
Woohoo, it's the skunk.
Oh, that's a good card. What page is it on?
Skunk is on in my... In my book, it's on page 65.
We have the same book.
Okay.
Skunk?
Oof.
Oh, I
Reputation.
Love the skunk. That's
wow.
what it is.
Reputation.
Oh, wow. You know, and the book says, skunk medicine. Go ahead and laugh. You can laugh if you want to. This furry little animal has a reputation that contains a great deal of power. Due to its distinctive behavior, humans give this tiny, smelly creature a wide berth. The key word here is respect. Unlike other predatory animals, skunk does not threaten your life, but threatens your senses. You
oh.
know this to be true. Because, you know, they take their little time. They just wobble along. You ever see a skunk walk? They don't care.
Yes.
They don't care what's behind them because they just wobbling along. You know this is true if you have ever been in the vicinity of its prey. And observing the habit patterns of skunk, it is easy to notice the playfulness and nonchalance of this natural behavior. The I dare you attitude of this four-legged creature commands you, as the observer, to respect its space by mere reputation alone. It's like, I dare you. Imagine a skunk walking.
Yes, because you're the one who's going to run, not him. He's just going to just stand there.
Mm-hmm. And don't let him lift that tail. Skunk is teaching you that by walking your talk and by respecting yourself, you will create a position of strength and honor and honored reputation. The carriage of your body relates to others what you believe about yourself. There is no need to bully, aggravate, torment, or overpower other beings when your sense of self is intact. As with skunk, the resonant field of energy around your body is relayed through the senses. Self-esteem permeates the body's energy and is instantly recognized on an extrasensory level by others. Learn to assert without ego what you are. Respect others. Your self-respectful attitude will repel those who are not like-minded and yet will attract those who choose the same pathway. As the odor of skunk attracts others of its kind, it repels those who will not respect its space. Skunk medicine people have the ability to attract others, and they are charismatic. At the same time, the other side of their nature or their natural power is to repel those who seek to take energy from them without recycling the gifts they have taken. There's a lot to say about this little skunk. Now, skunk medicine people also know how to use the energy flows that will attract a lover. Some people call this sexual magic, as it is akin to the musk scent that animals excrete to attract a mate. So, if you have chosen skunk, this symbol, our symbol for the day or for the week, you are being asked to notice what kinds of people, are attracted to you. If they emulate favorable characteristics, have enough self-esteem to recognize those characteristics within yourself. Walk tall and be proud of the accomplishments you have made. Bear in mind that what you believe about yourself is your ultimate protection. So, project self-respect. So you carry yourself with self-respect. Carry yourself that way. People will respect you, and that's a good thing, you know. I mean, when people look at you, it's how you act, what you say, what you do. That's how people will treat you. So we have to be careful. Every day, what comes out of our mouth? Do we have a lot of filthy stuff coming out of our mouth? Well, guess what? You're going to attract a lot of filthy mouth people. I have drivers.
Right.
All of my drivers are truck drivers. You know, they like that F word all the time, you know. And so I have about 65 drivers, and sometimes they're in my space. I can't leave my space outside in the warehouse, but they're right behind me. And they're running their mouths, and they're talking. And if I happen to turn around after one of them said the F word, oh man, you know, excuse us. And when I'm in their office, where the drivers have to put their boards, because, you know, those drivers, they have those boards that you have to sign when they deliver a package to you. When I'm in that office and I see there's like maybe five or six of them in there at a time, the first thing I say, it's time for me to leave and give you all your space because there's too much brown up in here for me, okay? And when I say brown, I'm talking about their uniform. There's too much brown up in here to me, and I'll leave because I know they need to be able to talk the way they want to talk. Talk their talk, walk their walk, and I'm the only female in there, and I leave, and I give them their space. And in that way, they know. Don't talk like that around me. Please don't, because I'm not having it, you know?
That's cool.
So,
Thank you, Duchess, for at least allowing them to be who they are around, you know, them, their partners, because, I mean, they have a lot. You know, they have a stressful job, and you know,
they
respect you, so you're allowing them to have their space.
Absolutely.
That's
they
nice.
Have to talk the way they want to talk because they get upset. They get upset with management. They get upset with customers, you know, and they want to express themselves the way they want to. But like skunk, you got to walk your walk and talk your talk. And if you want respect, you've got to respect yourself. And when you walk into a room, you know, you don't have to walk in a room all cocky and know it all, but when you walk into a room, people know that you're in the room and you are to be respected, you know? So
Dutchess, you know they respect you because when they walk past you, you know they respect you because you have demanded that respect. Why? Because you have worked there for a good amount of time, and they respect you. They say miss, they say sorry. And it's just a lot of respect, and they respect you. And
I have drivers that come from the other areas, and if they have to walk past my section to get out of the building. And they be talking and saying their words, and I turn around and say, yo, you walking past Manassas now. Oh, yeah, we forgot. You walking past my area. Hello? You take that down there where you live. You know, don't bring that down
okay.
here. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. It was nice. I love today. I love what we talked about today. It was really, really beautiful. I really enjoyed this
been good.
Meeting. Yes, I did.
Well, I guess hopefully next time we talk, we're going to do another ancestor show real soon, or we're going to talk about, we're going to do something. We're going to do something special. We're going to
yes,
do something real special. And the
okay.
next show is the 20th. That's the 20th of April.
Oh, that's Easter Sunday. We're going to do a show on Easter Sunday?
Well, if you got a microphone near your lips, we are.
Hey, that was nice. Yes, I was just saying that's Easter Sunday. That's my daughter's birthday. I got to find out her car, too, because that's the oldest one. So I'm going to find out what her car is. Cause,
she's a diamond. Uh-oh. I know she's a diamond. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is she?
Anyway.
Yep, she's one of them baby diamonds. She's an ace.
Okay, she need to grow up. Anyway,
yeah.
That's Easter. So
right.
I can't wait to be out there and talking about, you know, what we're going to talk about, the ancestors, and say happy Easter to everybody. That's wonderful.
You know, that's a good show to do for – that's a good show to do on Easter. And we better get off because, you know, Blog Talk Radio is going to pull the plug on us in about 3 minutes. Okay?
All right. I love
you.
I'll talk to you.
I love you, too. Okay? And bye, everybody. We in love. We love having you call in. We love talking to you. Sophia, we love. We had a good time. It's been
real. Thank you.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.